This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
الذين آمنوا وتطمئن قلوبهم بذكر الله ألا بذكر الله تطمئن القلوب.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. My brothers and sisters, as Muslims, we are instructed to help save lives. If you save a life, it is equivalent to having saved humanity at large. And if you were to take the life of an innocent person away, it is equivalent to having destroyed entire humanity. If you'd like contentment, learn to help people. Learn to give people such service that would save their lives. We have doctors, we have so many others who have dedicated their lives to improving the lives of others, if not saving their lives in totality. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to help people improve their lives and to save lives. So when you save a life, you will actually achieve so much of comfort and contentment. Imagine a person drowning and you happened to go there and save them, no matter who they are, no matter what religion they follow, no matter how they think, forget about everything. The fact that you saved a life, you will feel the contentment from the Almighty because Allah created that life too. And you gave importance to life that was given by the same one who gave your life. That is what it is. So in the story of Abel and Cain in the Quran, in Surah An-Nisa, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about how one of them killed the other because they became jealous. And remember, we addressed the matter of jealousy and we spoke about how if you'd like contentment, you need to eradicate jealousy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala thereafter says, the man who committed the murder regretted it. And Allah says, we then prescribed upon them,
وَمَنْ أَحْيَاهَا فَكَأَنَّمَا أَحْيَا النَّاسَ جَمِيعًا.
Whoever saves a single life is equivalent to the one who has saved humanity at large. And this is a beautiful instruction from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us these words in order for us to achieve contentment by pondering over the reason of it. If you think of why Allah says, by saving a life you have saved humanity at large, you will definitely achieve contentment. Like I said, you have saved a life given by the giver of your own life, subhanallah. That is verse number 32 of this beautiful surah, Surah Al-Ma'idah. Not Surah An-Nisa, Surah Al-Ma'idah. Then we move on to verse number 79 of the same surah, Surah Al-Ma'idah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us how important it is to remind people when they are going wrong, to remind them in a beautiful way that they are going wrong, to correct people. That is also something beautiful. My brothers and sisters, to achieve contentment, never feel bad when you are corrected. Because if you feel bad when you're corrected, you're never going to succeed in life. You will be doing things wrong and nothing's going to happen to improve that. So how will you achieve contentment when you feel bad? Imagine someone saying 1 + 1 = 5 and you're busy telling them, no, it's 2, and they get so angry with you, they want to beat you up. It would be foolish. We're doing the same thing in our own lives, where sometimes we're making big mistakes. Those who are there to correct us with kindness, with goodness, or sometimes in whatever way they felt they would correct us, we felt bad about it. So how would we achieve contentment, growth, happiness, and success? It's not going to come. For this reason, Allah says, not only should you be from among those who doesn't feel bad when they're corrected, but you should learn to have the courage to correct people in a beautiful way where they have gone wrong, no matter what. Allah says, the previous nations were destroyed because they didn't correct each other when they were going wrong.
كانوا لا يتناهون عن منكر فعلوه لبئس ما كانوا يفعلون.
Allah speaks of a previous nation and He says they were destroyed because they didn't prevent each other from vice and from evil, from that which is bad. That's why they were destroyed. So remember this beautiful advice from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We move on in Surah Al-Ma'idah again to the topic of halal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us how important it is to consume that which the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was mentioned upon. And this is speaking about halal food. And Allah says,
وَكُلُوا مِمَّا رَزَقَكُمُ اللَّهُ حَلَالًا طَيِّبًا وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهُ.
Verse number 88, Surah Al-Ma'idah. Eat from that which Allah has bestowed upon you that is halal. Halal and tayyib. Two qualities that need to be found in the food. Animal rights activists speak about how badly animals are treated. Do you know that we're taught the same thing? We're taught to speak up about how badly animals are treated. Because of the commercialization of the consumption of meat and so on, poultry, whatever it may be, it doesn't mean we should become people who harm animals or we don't treat them well. If you want contentment, even treat the animals with goodness. Remember that. The chicken you might want to consume, the beef you're going to have, subhanAllah. Imagine that animal was treated in a very bad way because of you. Because you were the one who wanted to munch away at that burger of yours, subhanAllah. Why would we treat an animal badly? For us, that is absurd. If you're not prepared to treat the animal correctly, don't consume that. It will not bring about contentment and goodness. Imagine to treat animals that are not even consumable by us, such as dogs and pigs, to treat them with care and respect and with kindness is an act of worship that would achieve forgiveness and even paradise. What about those animals we consume? The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, has expressly said that you treat animals with respect even if you were to consume those animals the day that you are slaughtering them, and prior to that you make sure that it is done fulfilling all the rules and regulations. That is when it will be called halal and tayyib. Many people are mistaken. They think that, you know, it's okay for that animal to have had the name of Allah mentioned upon it and that's it. No, you've got to look at the life of that animal. Was it treated correctly? No wonder why we're losing contentment, we're losing happiness, we're focused on so much of evil, because perhaps what we're consuming, we've been evil to these animals. And that's why perhaps we're not achieving the good energy from the consumption when we eat and consume. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us and grant us goodness. I move on to another very interesting factor of intoxicants. If you want contentment, you need to purify yourself. Don't consume intoxicants and don't partake of those intoxicants or from those intoxicants. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. Be it the problems of today, the drugs that we have, the alcohol that we have, whatever else it may be, anything that intoxicates you, the Almighty tells you, cut it out. Leave it out. You want contentment and happiness? Don't fall into the clutches of the devil. Listen to what Allah says. Verse number 90, Surah Al-Ma'idah.
Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu innama al-khamru wal-maysiru wal-ansabu wal-azlamu rijisun min amali shaytani fajtanibuhu la'allakum tuflihun.
O you who believe, indeed, the intoxicants and the gambling and the various other pagan acts of worship and so on, these are from the handiworks of the devil. They're dirty from the handiworks of the devil. So stay away from them in order that you succeed. You want success? Allah says, stay away from them. People say, where in the Quran does it say that alcohol is prohibited? When Allah says, stay away from something, it is prohibited. So Allah is telling you, stay away from this. Imagine if someone were to say, should I pull the trigger, you know, and the other person says, no, you better stay away from that. And then they argue, well, you didn't say it was wrong. It is wrong. It is absolutely wrong. You will pay a price if you were to engage in that which Allah told you to stay away from. So let's not argue about it. It is prohibited. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us goodness. The reason why it is prohibited is Allah wants to grant you goodness, contentment and happiness. And He says, this is from the handiwork of the devil, an abomination from the handiwork of the devil. So stay away from it. My brothers and sisters, there are various bad habits that may not get to the point of intoxication, but if they are harmful to your body, they are not pure. We spoke about purity moments ago, how to treat animals. Well, sometimes certain things you do to yourself are actually very bad. If you want contentment, cut those habits out. I give you one simple example, the habit of smoking. The habit of smoking is such that people say, oh, you know what? Well, what's wrong with it? It's my own money. That's not your own body. The money belongs to Allah. He gave it to you. You're going to leave it on earth when you depart from this earth, and you didn't have it prior to you coming from coming here. So remember, it belongs to Allah. You use it in a way that Allah wants, and at the same time, you make sure that you spend it in a way that Allah wants, such that it doesn't harm your body. It doesn't harm you. It doesn't mean that this is mine, so I can do what I want with it. Even the body, you're going to leave it. Your soul will go along. Your body is going to be buried here on or under the ground. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us an understanding. This is why Allah says,
وَلَا تُلْقُوا بِأَيْدِيكُمْ إِلَى التَّهْلُكَةِ وَأَحْسِنُوا.
Don't use your own hands to cause destruction. Don't destroy yourselves. Don't cause destruction with your own hands. And be good. Be good with yourself and even with others. Let's pray that we can cut these bad habits. Allah gives us opportunities. Imagine how much money you will save if you cut cigarettes. Imagine how many people will actually benefit from the wealth that you are going to save because of you cutting out the smoking habit, the shisha habit, whatever other habits may be there. I know people might be thinking, oh, you know what, there's nothing wrong with this. There is a lot wrong with it, my brothers, my sisters. If you want contentment, don't be wasteful. Remember, even if Allah has given you the millions, you will use whatever you need. You might have a little bit extra, but the rest of it, Allah is going to ask you what you did with it. Spend it in a good cause. That's when you will achieve contentment. When you help others, Allah will help you. So keep helping others and reach out to them with the wealth that Allah gave you, with the time Allah gave you, with the health and ability that Allah gave you, with the qualification that you have. Use that qualification not only to make money, but sometimes to build your contentment. So if you're a doctor, for example, you might see 20 patients a day. Have a quota of those you're going to see free of charge because perhaps they can't afford it. And I'm sure most doctors do that. It's just an example, which can be practiced in every field. You have a grocery store. Do one good deed a day. You know, give something at least for free to those who may need and see what happens. You will achieve a lot of contentment. May Allah bless every one of us. أقول قولي هذا وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد.
الذين آمنوا وتطمئن قلوبهم بذكر الله ألا بذكر الله تطمئن القلوب.